This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Members of Iraq's Shiite Muslim majority are expected to turn out in large numbers for Sunday's election. In the southern city of Basra, there's hope that the election results will improve the standard of living. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The entrance to Basra's teaching hospital is plastered with election posters promising better times ahead. But inside this hospital, there is no more dramatic example of the hardships in this city. Dr. Jawad Al-Ali, the manager of the hospital and head of the oncology department, says chemotherapy drugs and antibiotics are in short supply for the 600 patients who come in each month for treatment.
And that's why the survival rate is very low. We lose most of our patients.
The living standard in Basra has gotten progressively worse, he says. There are shortages of electricity and water. The police department is still weak. For the doctors in this hospital, security is a main concern.
Here, our director is killed. My neighbor, he's a doctor also. He's killed after getting out of his clinic. The dean of the College of Pharmacy is killed in the same way. My heart is so constricting like this, because always I am afraid.
But Dr. Al-Ali puts on his best bedside manner on his rounds in the hospital. In this ward, the conversation turns to the elections. The interim government has declared a three-day holiday ahead of the vote. The two patients sitting dressed on their beds are going to be released today.
He received the treatment, he will go home, he will vote. He went to vote for Alawi.
Ayad Alawi, the interim prime minister, is a national candidate. Dr. Al-Ali says he's voting for Alawi too. He is also a medical doctor, says Dr. Ali. Maybe he can do something for this hospital. The patient in the other bed says that's also how he's going to vote.
He thought that I want them to vote for Alawi. That's why he said that.
Dr. Al-Ali assures his patient he can vote any way he wants. I'll continue to treat you no matter what you do. It's a light moment, but these patients come from areas in Iraq where cancer is endemic, a legacy of the country's three wars, including major chemical spills. Improvement in services is desperately needed here. Dr. Al-Ali is convinced that the elections can help.
I hope the freedom and the good government, if I am right, will have improvement in our hospitals.
Outside the hospital, a caravan of cars drives through the city, green flags fluttering from the windows. The message is simple: vote. But vote for what? There are no specific campaign promises. Most politicians' names are still unknown. Voters here complain they're not even sure how many running on the national lists are from Basra and can get this city's problems heard and addressed in Baghdad. Azar Naji, a professor at Basra University, says not much will change here after the vote.
No difference, no big difference. And one day it will be like this, a magic, what they have, magic stick? People expect some big things in their hands. Jobs, money, and food, and this thing. Nothing of this been implemented. All what we have seen is promises.
This city and the rest of the South, neglected for so long during the Saddam years, have great expectations that will be very hard to meet. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Basra.